Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. We're topping off the third hour of 4 hours of unadulterated, true radio, real radio. Not going to be talking about Britney Spears on the MTV Music Awards. We're not going to be talking about, you know, Christina Applegate getting cancer at 36, although that is a story in itself. Not so much that she has it, is that cancer is exploding in younger people. Gee, I wonder why. Could it be the cancer viruses they've injected us with in these vaccinations? Geez, I don't know. Could it be the poison they're feeding us again and again? Could it be all the fluoride in the water? Well, more than likely, folks. Oh, but dropping that subject, and again, we're going to be taking your calls throughout this interview. But we've got Jonathan Ellenoff of We Are Change Colorado with us. He's just done so much to set up this Democratic National Convention. He was on the radio earlier today with Alex on the Peter Boyle's program against Recreate 68, a provocateur group in which Jonathan almost single-handedly exposed. He's also a good friend of mine, and he really knows how to put on an event. Jonathan Ellenoff, how are you, sir?
Excellent, as always, my good friend. How are you?
I am excellent. Why don't you throw out the website right now so people can go there and check out what you got going on?
They can always go to wearechangecolorado.org, and on the site we set up a DNC page where they can click the link titled DNC and find out everything we have planned for the DNC, our events, our park, our parade we have set up on Tuesday. We have a custom parade we have a permit for with big floats with replicas of the World Trade Center and everything. It's going to be one hell of a beautiful time out here for the DNC, and we want to get all the truthers out here, be present, and have a strong presence.
Excellent, Jonathan. Now, for those that don't know, why don't you tell them about the two screenings of Truth Rising. Luke Radowski, Alex Jones are both going to be there. And then that is the first day of the DNC, I believe, and you're going to have some merch down there so that if people want to be identified as 9/11 truthers or a tyranny response team, you're going to be able to provide that with them for the second day, correct?
Yes. So Monday at 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. at the Oriental Theater here in Denver. You can buy tickets online at theorientaltheater.com, or you can go to wearechangecolorado.org, click on the DNC link, and the tickets are available there. And we are screening Truth Rising. Alex is going to speak. Luke will speak. And, yes, we will be selling shirts, DVDs, everything, and just kind of preparing for all the events that we'll be following. You know, there's the DNC goes until Thursday, and we have stuff lined up every day. We need as many truthers out here as we can. If you know anybody out here in Denver, tell them about Truth Rising screening. Get them out here. If you know delegates or attendees or anybody you can get to this showing, get them here. Because this is the moment they can learn about the truth movement. We are a legitimate movement. We're a large movement, and we're growing. And they can see it, meet us, and learn about 9/11 too.
And, I mean, you got permits for the park that's only 1,000 feet away from the convention center. I mean, you've worked really, really hard to make this an event where our voices can be heard, where we can shatter the left-right paradigm, because a lot of people think that somehow Obama is going to save us all. He's change we can vote for. And he, you know, he's the new savior. He is the new anointed one. And I think that we do need a strong truther presence out there to show, hey, we're not going to be fooled by this guy on the other side of the supposed spectrum.
Exactly. We're going to have pretty much everything set up. The park is the Gates Crescent Park. We're going to be there the entire time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have the permit for it. And we're going to be congregating there every day with booths, tables, everything, tents, handing out information, flyering, bannering. And
all right, more information with Jonathan Ellenoff after this. Little Ennio Morricone, the Ecstasy of Gold, to bring us out. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Now. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
If this is your paycheck, and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones, on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. We are joined by Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado. I mean, this guy has done so much, folks. I mean, first he was confronting people like Mitt Romney and throwing it on the web. I mean, he's got truthalliance.net. He's a hell of a writer. He even blogs a little bit over at loosechange911.com. Some of our best stories come from there. But he's also a ground reporter. He went down to the detention camps at the DNC. He's the one that brought you that story. He's the one that brought you the story of the DNC drills. Although they said it wasn't for the DNC. Give me a break. Black helicopters. Them throwing out little American flags wrapped in orange glow sticks and propaganda. I mean, we're living in some interesting times, don't you think, Jonathan?
Oh, to say the least. I also wanted to make an announcement that we also have, if you go to truthalliance.net, we are going to be streaming 4 live video feeds from the DNC. This is live. And people can get the embeddable player right there at truthalliance.net, and we will be streaming pretty much every day of the event. Now, for a lot of people who do not know this, even though Monday is the beginning of the DNC, Sunday there will be the End the Occupations rally downtown set up by a couple of the groups. They don't have permits for this, and this is the one that's been talked about for the last, 4 months or so that is controversial. They don't have permits for this. We don't know what's going to happen. They've been threatened with arrests. They're planning roadblocks. They're planning surrounding cars and stuff.
they're planning pure provocateur violence.
Exactly.
Okay, they're trying to incite a riot without any semblance of sanity. And I'm kind of surprised that they're doing this the last day. I think it might be because
the first
they won't. Day. Oh, it's the first day.
Sunday.
Oh, right. That doesn't shock me at all. Of course they want to do it on Sunday. They would like to do it so that they can cut off any kind of dissent after that fact. It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And we just don't understand, we're starting to learn now what's really going
well,
on.
Let's elaborate on that a little bit. Number one, we're also going to be having streams all over Infowars.com that will be streaming live, so everybody's going to be able to see this. It's going to be on the web everywhere. People are going to be taking hard recordings, so whatever goes down, they're not going to get away with. But earlier in the day, you, Alex, and Luke actually debated one of the guys from Recreate 68, correct?
Yes. Yes. And just to be clear, the articles are very, very clear. I wrote three articles about Recreate 68, RAIM-D, Unconventional Action, all the different groups. And I've always defended it with sources. It's well backed. You know, we have recordings, we have articles, everything. And, these guys are very upset because I was successful at breaking up their group. But the thing is they were setting up actions that were going to get protesters arrested. There's no real debate on this.
No, there's no debate. They had a shield book, Jonathan. They wanted people to show up in armor and to have shields and bring red paint and destroy cameras and destroy property and be a nuisance. They had no reason for that other than to get people arrested and make us look like vile creatures.
Well, and they also had, they actually canceled, because of the article I wrote, they canceled one of the actions that they were planning, which was called Shake Your Moneymaker, which is a protest, as far as I know they canceled it at least, where they were going to surround the Denver Money Mint and attempt to levitate the building, and Glenn and all those guys were going to hand out bags with money symbols on them. And we didn't understand what the message was for this. This is a coin mint here in Denver. And we talked to the security guard there. If you touch or vandalize that fence or congregate around it, they can actually, like, shoot you, is what he said. And this is a serious facility. This is where money is stamped. Coin money is printed. And they wanted to surround the Denver Mint and levitate the building. And,
levitate the building. In other words,
yeah.
In other words, new age nonsense to get people hurt. How ignorant are we? I mean,
exactly.
let's be adults and let's see what works. You know what doesn't work? Breaking the law. Okay? Obviously, civil disobedience is a good thing. It's been around for a while. This is uncivil disobedience. This is felonizing protesters. This is insanity to me, Jonathan, and I am just so thankful for people like you that exposed, you know, the masses to this, including myself. I mean, I had a friend call me up from Portland who I went to college with, one of my really, really good friends, and he's like, well, what do I do? He's like, well, my buddy is actually going down to the DNC this year with the Recreate 68 folks, and I go, whoa, 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 Recreate 68? And he's like, yeah, what's up? And I sent him the website, and I sent him the shield book, and he's like, oh, my God. And he's like, this is terrible. And I'm like, yeah, it's terrible. I'm like, they're provocateurs, just like at the WTO in Seattle in 2000. You need to tell your roommate this. And he told his roommate, and he showed him the stuff, and his roommate was blown away. And, you know, they want a huge leftist presence there. I mean, obviously Rage Against the Machine is going to be there. The Flowbots are going to be there. The Coup is going to be there. A couple of those bands, obviously, I'm very enamored with and I like a lot. But they also stay in that paradigm. And I do remember the last time Rage Against the Machine threw a concert. I think it was at the L.A. Convention Center in 2000 on behalf of the elections then for Al Gore. And it was just a rubber bullet barrage by the cops.
Right.
I worry about that.
We worry about it, too. You know, they've set up big detention facilities here in Denver for mass arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the thing is some of these other groups like Unconventional Action are open on their website about property destruction. They totally agree with it in roadblocks, even though these are arrestable offenses. And the most important thing to remember is that, you know, these people are open about, you know, I'm not making accusations I can't source. They're open about it. It's all right there. People can look at it, and they can see with their own eyes.
It's downloadable, Jonathan. I mean, they've put it out there in the public eye, but because it's not parroted in the mainstream as something bad, and it's only heard kind of in the backdrop when Rush Limbaugh talks about saying he's dreaming of riots in Denver. Well, that's a talking point.
It is. And it's all, what's funny about it is they dug their own hole here. And, with all these accusations being thrown around, the important thing to remember here is, you know, people cannot just look up this stuff online and see it right there. And it's all available. It's all sourced. But it all boils down to one thing. There's no way, and this is the irony of it, by the way, Jason. The Shake Your Money Maker and some of these other events, one of them was to surround the federal courthouse and demand the release of political prisoners. Is it just a coincidence that the Denver Mint is catty-corner to the police headquarters that's set up downtown? Is it just a coincidence that it's right next to, literally across the street from the Denver courthouse where all the court cases
where they can
be
process you in less than 20 feet.
Exactly. I mean, we're talking about, and that was one of the first things I noticed, is these actions were designed to not just rile up the protesters and get them all pissed off, but to put them at arm's length away from cops waiting right there. I mean, we're talking about direct confrontation here. And, you know, I saw this 6 months ago, and I was pretty much the first person who blew the whistle on all of this. And I immediately put two and two together, and I saw two trains headed toward each other at, you know, 100 miles an hour. And it's pretty simple if anyone sees it. Now, I've been accused, like I was this morning, of lying and this, that, and the other, and they actually completely misquoted me about a bunch of stuff. The reality of the fact is I've stuck with my story the entire time. Everything's been set online. And, you know, if I wasn't telling the truth, I couldn't be held accountable for that. But the reason why they don't go after me is because it's fact. They're open about it. I was actually praised by the local paper for the work that I did. And the most important thing to remember is that not only did I get respected for what I did, Recreate 68 broke up. A whole bunch of their members created a new group called Alliance for Real Democracy. They broke away from Recreate 68 because they agreed with my article. They came out and said, yes, the name is Recreate 68. It sounds like they're going to recreate the violence. It sends the message of recreating the violence that happened in 68. It's a horrible thing, and that they needed to distance themselves from the groups. They created this new group, Alliance for Real Democracy. They did that because I was right and they agreed with me. And what did they do? They banned We Are Change from being a part of Alliance for Real Democracy because we hurt the progressive relationship that they had.
Well, that's tough. So it's too bad that when you want to tell the truth and you don't want to be put into this, again, false left-right paradigm, this false conservative liberal paradigm, this false, you know, you have to be for Barack Obama or you're against change paradigm. They don't want you to take part in it, Jonathan. Jonathan, exactly. The website is wearechangecolorado.org, correct?
Yes.
And all the information is there, correct?
Everything's on wearechangecolorado.org for the DNC. They can still get all my articles on truthalliance.net. And everything's been available since all this went down at the very beginning.
All right, let's take a couple callers. We got a couple ones holding. Let's go to Jameson in Florida. Jameson, are you with us?
Hello?
Hey, man, what's on your mind?
I'm down in Florida, and Faye just hit.
Mm-hmm.
And this the continuity of government thing, it's really like a preview, I think, what we're going to see in the future.
Well, absolutely. I mean, continuity of government's been around for a while, and even in your state of Florida, on September 7th, you know, martial law was declared in 2001 before the attacks, and it went on throughout the attacks. And, you know, isn't it a coincidence that Jeb Bush is the governor of Florida and his daddy is the one that revamped the entire COG program?
Yeah, but, like, it's like what they do here with the flooding. Like, they let the drainage systems deteriorate,
mm-hmm.
and then they put up roadblocks, and they pretty much have a control grid on the whole city.
Well, obviously, they're trying to control, you know, I mean, just look at Katrina. Whether you think, you know, they bombed the levees or anything like that, the police reaction was unbelievable. They literally warded them off at the bridges and would not let them cross, would not let food or water get to them. Why is that? It's because it's all about control. Jameson, thank you so much for the call. Jonathan, thank you for popping in. I know you got another interview to do right after this. WeAreChangeColorado.org. I'm Jason Burmis of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
None like a little funk to keep it going. I feel like I'm in like a 70s Shaft movie. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess. We're about to have Shane Geiger on in the next segment. But before that, I want to play a little segment. And by the way, we're going to keep taking your calls all day long. I want to play a little segment from Terrorstorm about Building 7. One of the many great documentaries that Alex Jones has put out that you can watch as a PrisonPlanet.tv member in super high quality. Let me tell you, I just encoded Fabled Enemies in all three versions for DivX, the small version, I think, is like 250 megabytes. The medium is like 440, and I think the large one is only 560, and it looks awesome. It is almost DVD quality. If you burn it to a disc and you play it on your TV, you're not going to know the difference. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. It's less than, I think it's less than 65 cents a day. It's so cheap. I mean, it's less than a cup of coffee a day. All right, let's listen to it. It is from Terror Storm, the World Trade Center 7 section.
It's amazing.
Amazing, incredible, pick your word. For the third time today, it's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
We have the owner of the World Trade Center complex admitting on tape that he ordered the building demolished on the afternoon of 9/11.
I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
During our on-the-ground investigations in New York City over the last five-plus years, we've talked to scores of eyewitnesses who had claimed that police and firemen told them to get back from Building 7 because it was going to be brought down or, quote, explode.
Building 7, while I was listening to live feed from our local public radio station later in the afternoon, they talked about Building 7. Building 7 was fine. There was no airplane that hit it. And then they even began to ruminate on the air about demolishing the building. I said, well, I don't know. I mean, you can put out fires. You know, why would you talk about demolishing a building that, you know, it wasn't hit by anything? You know, the fires weren't bad or anything like that.
I will say that I spoke to a cop on 9/11 who said that it was going to come down. I don't know how he knew that.
Now, archived CNN footage has surfaced showing video footage of a New York City police officer telling cameramen and civilians to get back from Building 7 because the building was going to blow up.
Keep your eye on that building. It'll be coming down.
The building is about to blow up. Move it back.
All right, guys.
We are walking back to the building. About to blow up. Flame. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building, building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed. This is no small building, as you can see, at 47 stories. It would stand out in most American cities.
And then, in late February of 2007, 9/11 researchers reviewing archives of live news coverage from September 11 discovered to their shock that BBC World had reported that Building 7, also known as the Solomon Brothers Building, had completely collapsed over 20 minutes before its actual implosion. First anchors at the London news desk reported it.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago I was talking about the Solomon Brothers Building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the...
They then cut to BBC reporter Jane Stanley in New York, who also reported that the Solomon Brothers Building had fallen, all the while with the building clearly visible behind her through the window.
Our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Solomon Brothers Building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the...
All right, folks, I think you get the gist. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with Shane Geiger after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
attention, please. I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. Focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you to cry.
Brother, brother, brother,
there's far too many of you die.
I couldn't agree more.
You know we've got to find
a little bit of loving. All right, folks. The Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, the guy with nothing but love in his heart. And we're about to bring on InfoWars freelance reporter Shane Geiger, a guy with a lot of motivation, came down to the office last week in Texas. We are in Austin, Texas, folks. Said, hey, I'd really like to go cover this. Can you guys help me out with some press passes? And Aaron talked to him for a little while, and he said, you know, of course, you can go on behalf of us. We'll see what we can do. He then contacted NIST. NIST then contacted us to make sure that he was with us. The guy from NIST was actually pretty sympathetic and had heard of InfoWars. I was kind of shocked. And he went down there. I mean, it is no small trip from Texas to Maryland, and actually was at the conference. Now, we're going to play a CNN clip where they kind of cut him short, but they do acknowledge his presence. And they also acknowledge loose change. But according to Wolf Blitzer, it's solved, Shane. So we're going to go to that clip and come back to Shane Geiger. This is the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Wolf Blitzer. You're on the Situation Room. The Twin Towers of the World Trade Center weren't the only buildings that crumbled on September 11th, 2001. A neighboring building, the World Trade Center building number 7, also came down, but no one was sure why. Until now. Let's go to Deborah Farrick. She's working the story for us. Deb, what are the experts now saying?
Well, there's a new report, and the findings come after 3 years of studying the collapse of Building 7 just across from the North Tower. This was done using complex computer models, detailed analysis, and eyewitness accounts. So why doesn't everyone buy it?
It has been a mystery since 9/11. Why did World Trade Center Building 7 collapse nearly 7 hours after the Twin Towers fell? Was it diesel fuel in the building? Or planted explosives? A controlled demolition of government offices, as conspiracy theorists allege in films like Loose Change. A team of scientists and engineers authorized by Congress says there's only one answer, and it's conclusive.
The collapse of World Trade Center 7 was primarily due to fires. This is the first time that we're aware of that a building over 15 stories tall has collapsed primarily due to fire.
Shyam Sunder, the study's lead investigator, says fires ignited by falling debris from the towers burned so hot they created a phenomenon in which steel and concrete floors failed, causing floors to buckle and a key column to cave.
For the first time, we have shown that fire can induce a progressive collapse.
Fires burned out of control on 6 of 10 floors in Building 7, where New York City's multi-million-dollar emergency command center had recently been built. And because the city's water main was cut when the towers fell, sprinkler systems in the building did not work. Still, conspiracy theorists and others were not swayed by the new findings.
I hear quite a number of bare assertions here.
Investigators say they did consider certain so-called conspiracy theories, but none held up.
Alternative theories are really, none of them have been found to be credible.
Fire expert Glenn Corbett analyzed the Trade Center collapse and says the new report could be used to make high-rises safer.
I'm hoping that the next steps will be to actually make changes.
All right, let's cut it. You know, in the end is a complete whitewash where they say, oh, we're going to try to make them safer. And the person who was talking about those bare assertions joins us. Thanks for coming on, Shane.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. Well, why don't you just take us through it? First of all, the trip to Maryland. You drove, I assume?
No, I booked a flight last minute. One of the techniques that NIST was employing to keep people from, you know, showing up and criticizing them, apparently, was to, you know, publish the actual date and time of the meeting at the last minute.
So yeah, it only came out like a day and a half before the actual thing, right?
Day and a half, 2.5 days. Yeah, I think it was maybe Monday night or Tuesday night when I got the email about this. And I kind of mulled it over and decided, yeah, I want to go. But thanks to Brave New Books, the really awesome bookstore in Austin, where I've you know, met a number of nice people and discussed 9/11.
Yeah, Matt Connor's a really good guy over there.
Yeah, Matt Connor, Harlan, John, all great guys.
Absolutely. And I got to ask you, now you get in there, okay, because we only got you until 2 o'clock. Now, you were talking about the bare assertions. Now, they said that the fires were hundreds of degrees below what they first suspected could do anything like this. That's in their, like, a little official spiel. Then they also say that they didn't even have any steel from the World Trade Center 7 to test, correct?
Right, yeah, in NC Star 1-3, you could just Google this. They state that they don't have any of the World Trade Center 7 building steel. So, you know, they had some charts and some charts at the front of the room yesterday. And I was just asking myself, how in the heck is it that they drew these charts? You know, these are not actual, you know, these are not actually based on physical evidence. These are just imagined Boeing trusses. So, you know, there's so many bare assertions that don't have evidence to actually back them up. You know, when you do science, the idea is you do experiments to, you know, test your hypothesis.
Exactly. So, and this computer model that they did not apply any of the physics or physical properties of these steel beams to that. It was indeed just a computer animation. In other words, something that somebody had predetermined and then animated, not based on actual physics. Again, correct?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, you can make a simulation do anything, you know. You can make a donkey talk, like, you know, this is the age of
Hollywood. Like Shrek. Yeah, it could be like Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so it's ridiculous to think that this is a proof. However, there are some bits of evidence that are being found in the World Trade Center dust that you can actually verify. You can go to the USGS website and see pictures of the iron-rich spheres, which are evidence of temperatures of 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit, you know, in excess of that. In fact, these are the temperatures necessary to liquefy iron. And the National Institute of Standards and Technology report on the Twin Towers, and apparently also the one on Building 7, state merely that the temperatures got up to roughly 1,100 C or 2,012 degrees Fahrenheit, temperatures that are merely hot enough to weaken the steel. But the problem is, you know, we've got some liquid iron, you know, this is the major component of steel. We've got this at the scene of the crime. And
on video, pouring out of the building, by the way. Not just on the scene of the crime, just multiple.
Yeah, and they made the bare assertion concerning that, the video, the Peter Jennings broadcast shows it on nationwide television. You've got this orange metal flowing out of the South Tower minutes before it collapses, and they state in their FAQ that, you know, this is probably molten aluminum mixed with organics or something else.
And it was absolutely disproven by Stephen Jones. There is no way that molten aluminum would have glowed that way, would have reached that far down without solidifying or given that kind of texture. It was completely disproven. And then the debunkers had to jump on that and say, well, if it isn't molten aluminum, it's got to be batteries from the building. I mean, these guys will say anything.
Right. Yeah, or throw the fly ash in there or the other things for which they have no substantiating experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is so ridiculous. You see this over and over again. I like to tell people, you know, this is the way you can tell whether or not, 9/11 was an inside job. You see, you look with the scientific method, you know, at who's doing science, and you can see NIST, you know, is ignoring evidence. They're making claims about experiments that they didn't do, and later they had to admit they did do. And in fact, That's the brilliant work of Stephen Jones, Kevin Ryan, James Carulli.
And Kevin Ryan, by the way, we're going to have on Monday, and Richard Gage is going to be joining us at 2:30. I'm trying to get a hold of Stephen Jones. James Gourley, actually, I'm a good friend of, and I actually did a screening out in Dallas a few months ago with him. He's a good buddy of mine. He's a very smart person, man. I mean, they're trying to put this together in a legal format, which they can no longer ignore. And they are having to back off certain things. Certain things they'll just straight up lie about, such as there was no loss of life in Building 7. But SIM Sunder went to Popular Mechanics years ago and said they had evidence that 25% of the building, or 10 complete stories, had been scooped out of World Trade Center 7, where in this latest report that is nowhere in the diagram, there is nothing scooped out, and they have had to admit that the damage caused by World Trade Center 1 and 2 and their collapse had little to nothing to do with World Trade Center 7's collapse.
I'm kind of thinking, Jason, that those photos, videos, and whatnot that NIST is holding hostage for $19,000 might shed some light on all of this. But, of course, you know, we're not so likely to see that unless we cough up at least $19,000. You know, the upper limit is whatever they decide it is.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money to pony up to when you're an individual guy like me that's lucky to make that in a year, you know, and has to struggle and work 40 to 60 hours a week just to do that. But they do that on purpose because they want the slave class to just shut up and accept what they say. I mean, literally, Wolf Blitzer is on there saying, mystery solved. Well, I'll give Deborah Farrick a little bit of I'll give her a little bit of an up. She's the one that came out to our house and interviewed us a couple years back. She was rather sympathetic. She's one of the few reporters that even put in the alternate hypothesis, that even dared put you on the TV screen, that dared to mention loose change. And she was the one that actually did contact us to tell us that they were doing this news story. So, you know, a little bit of a shout-out to Deborah Farrick. I hope you come around even further. I understand you work for CNN, and it's highly corporatized, and there's only so much that you can say, but please keep trying to bring the people some semblance of the truth. All right, we've only got like 15 minutes, so I want you to describe what happened when you actually asked a question. I remember you mentioning yesterday that they shut the lights off on you.
Yeah, I know what's going on here. And so when I booked this flight, I knew there was a chance that I wouldn't get to speak, you know, that they'd be reading the question. They asked me to actually send the question in the day before so they could preview it, you know, just to make sure that I don't ask anything they don't want me to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was sitting there in this presentation, and I heard time and time again, the most outrageous lie about finding no explosives, you know, which implies that they looked for explosives. Mm-hmm. And so I just pulled up in my notes the exchange of information between Dr. Jones, Kevin Ryan, James Grilley, and others, and with NIST concerning the experiments that they had supposedly done under the Data Quality Act. You are allowed to submit a request for correction to the federal agency if you have some reason to suspect that information is wrong, you know, some information that might affect, for instance, how you build buildings or something like that. And so anyway, the Data Quality Assurance Act was the means by which Jones, Ryan, and others got this admission from NIST that they didn't do any experiments. Mm-hmm. And of course, this was, you know, this didn't hit the mainstream press at the time. To, you know, an outrageous thing to make statements that, you know, you didn't find explosives when you didn't look for explosives. And I was sitting in the room yesterday with, you know, people from the mainstream media, you know, all the big groups. And, you know, these people heard what I said, and they did gather around after the meeting and talk to me about this a little bit. But I saw their reports today, and they didn't follow up on this. So, I'm going to contact them. I'm going to see if I can get them to see this correctly. But, you know, I realized these people were there as, you know, career reporters.
So oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Something on the line, yeah.
Oh, there was no way that they were going to try to crack the case. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let me ask, when did they shut the lights off? That's what I got to know. Like, were you in the middle of the question? All right. Go with that.
So just after the blurb that you heard on CNN, where I said there were a lot of bare assertions, I mentioned the beams, you know, the graphics that they had on these charts at the beginning of at the front of the room. And then I started into the information I had on the Data Quality Act request, you know, and NIST submission. I believe it was a little, there's a bit of a pause in my presentation, and somewhere along the lines there, the light went off just a little bit, and I paused. And then went in the middle of the Data Quality Act request portion of my presentation, I quickly looked forward in the room. I saw two people off to the side waving their hands. Their arms were fully extended.
Oh, God forbid you
the cover up.
hey, Shane, I want you to finish the story. I just popped by the office, and I'm going to leave. This is Alex Jones popping in. I was just listening in the car when I pulled to the office to you and Jason talking about how Wolf Blitzer is saying, this is it, case closed. Same thing with they announced for a whole day, case closed. We're going to show the plane at the Pentagon. Case closed. And they show some white blur. It's like they want to keep it going or something. And listen, we need to get Paul Watson or Kurt Nemo or somebody now to do a headline about NIST. You know, NIST backs off a false claim of 25% of the building scooped out, because that's another big deal. And we need to just point out that this is another complete collapse of what they're doing, and the fact that they kept backing this off and off and off. But listen, I'm going to get out of here. But Jason, just make sure somebody does a story on this, because I'm seeing all the other rundown stories. They're really not going over that.
No, that is a big thing. They literally said a quarter of the building was gone, and now that's retracted. And he said that they tested for explosives. But if you watch the official NIST 3-minute video, he simply says, well, the explosions that would have had to occur for a controlled demolition would have set off major decibel levels. And those decibel levels were in none of the actual videos or eyewitness
accounts. But they are. Boom, boom, boom.
I know you can hear it, and I'm sure.
Listen, bottom line, Cy Hirsch now comes out and says Cheney was planning to blow up her own ships, confirmed. You know, Gulf of Tonkin, all this stuff's coming out. They're criminal murderers, and they're not going to stop. And I want to tell all the debunkers something, because I woke up this morning at about 6 a.m. thinking about this. I know I've said this before, but it really came home. It really hit me. I almost came in today just to talk about this. Yes, I did. And it's that, my God, we've got former Italian presidents and German defense ministers and members of the parliament in England and
Japan.
Japan. and Willie Nelson and governors and all these people, and they all had the courage to come out and say it was an inside job, and we've defeated the bastards. The majority of people, I mean, it's now common knowledge on the street. I want all the government debunkers and all you scum that work for the New Order to know, you really have failed, bastards. And now people understand false flag terror. Rush, the top Russian general, number two, general comes out and says NATO's planting false flags in Georgia dressed up like us. I mean, the cat's out of the bag. Your little favorite toy of murdering us and posing as our saviors is getting broken down, is getting defeated. And so I am just so excited. And listen, Chan, I'm going to give you the rest of the time. It's just finish up with them waving and no.
Yeah. I love how you put things into context historically. That's so important for people to, you know, grok.
But think of how far we've come. Yeah, grok it. Think how far we have come. Think of what we've done. People say 9/11 truth. You know, it's hit the end of the line. No, that's government propaganda to make you think. And people, I guess the war's over. I'll go home. It's bigger than it's ever been.
Meanwhile, they try to insert ridiculous theories like no planes, bombs everywhere.
I mean, none of it's going to work. Look, yeah, exactly. They're on to your crap, murderers. It's over. I'm leaving. I'm going to get ready for Denver. Denver, you're doing a great job, Jason. And you are too, Mr. Geiger. All right, we'll just come back and finish up your story. No, don't say it. I'll cut the lights off. No. Ah!
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under $20, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Little Fight Club background music here at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex. Alex just popped in. We are in the final segment with InfoWars freelance reporter Shane Geiger. And Shane, I really hope that you write an editorial not only about this subject, but about your experience. I mean, literally trying to get no independent media there by announcing it a couple days over. It doesn't stop you. You still get on a plane. They still want you to submit your question. Doesn't stop you. You submit your question. You get in there. You get to ask your question. They turn off the lights. It still doesn't stop you from getting some mainstream coverage. So I think that, you know, you have a very unique perspective. We want to thank you from, you know, all of our hearts over here at Infowars.com for doing what you're doing. In the next 5 minutes, why don't you just give me a wrap-up of the whole experience?
Well, gosh, I'm flattered. Thanks so much. And you know, I do have more to say on this. I wish I had your video editing skills. I really have some things to say. I'm just kind of bursting. I talk about this with people all the time. I think it's really important for people to realize that 9/11 is really not the past. 9/11 is what created what we have today, you know, with the passing of the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, all these sorts of things. So I think it's, you know, I really love what Alex does with, you know, gosh, I love Terror Storm, great film. And, you know, I think it's important for people to see the historical context. I think it's, you know, it's, I mean, who of us really wants war with Iran and Russia, you know, especially not nuclear war?
Not anybody who has any sanity left in their brain. But
exactly, right. Yeah, I mean, the people that want this, they're like, you know, these rats that have some virus or something in their brains, you know, and they want to be...
Well, they're so far removed from the quote-unquote slave class because they truly do believe that they are better than us, that we are chattel to be willed to their desire. And they're the ones that are trying to you know, kick off World War III. They're the ones that have used 9/11 as this pretext to end America. And you're right, it is an ancient history. Our entire foreign and domestic policy right now in this country is based on the events of 9/11 and the way that the government and the mainstream media told us it happened. It is the Patriot Acts. It is the Military Commissions Act. It's the fact that we can't even sue the government or the private organizations that wiretap us illegally. I mean, these things are all real. They have progressively gotten worse in this country. And with privatized mercenaries, like I talked about in the first segment, we are in big, big trouble.
Oh, yeah, Blackwater, yeah. I really want people to realize that it's important right now to look at 9/11 truth. The physical evidence is my favorite starting point because there you can know there's something absolutely wrong here. And I, you know, at the very end of the conference yesterday, I think if you can hear what I said in the webcast, I haven't actually had the time to watch it myself, but if you can hear it, you can see that I was not attacking anybody. I mean, I was saying he was making bare assertions because he was, and you know, he had every opportunity to rebut me, and instead he didn't say anything. So, you know, at the very end of this, I was surrounded by reporters talking to me, and I talked to them for 10 or 15 minutes and something like that. And then I saw Dr. Sunder was still standing in the corner talking to some people. So I got my video camera, and I walked over to this guy, and I started videoing him a bit. You know, I kind of went there just to see what these creeps really look like up front, you know, or, you know, in person. I wanted to see what it looks like.
Feel the evil.
Yeah, I wanted to see. I mean, this is kind of a cool thing, you know. I mean, this is a work of art, you know, from the perspective of the evil people that did this kind of stuff and that are taking part in the cover-up. Mm-hmm. So I just thought this is going to be very interesting.
It's a Machiavellian masterpiece for those guys.
Yeah, Machiavellian, exactly, beautiful. So I went over there, got some video of this guy, and, you know, eventually
we need you to post that video, send it to Aaron at Infowars.com. I want to thank you again, Shane. You know, we need more people like this guy that are willing to get a press pass, ask an intelligent question, be a part of the press. It's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, Fabled Enemies, September 1st.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved Republic.